O Lugar Comum e o Music Box têm a honra de apresentar The Dodos. Uma das mais viciantes bandas ao vivo traz Visitor, disco incontornável deste ano em duas datas imperdíveis. 5 de dezembro no Salão Brasil, em Coimbra. 6 de dezembro no Music Box, em Lisboa. Informações e reservas via pretty-sounds-on-fly@gmail.com. Dois concertos com apoio RUC.
E são os The Dodos que já estão aqui em estúdio para o Culturama, e por isso mesmo eu vou passar à equipa pop da Rádio Universidade de Coimbra, que vai conduzir esta entrevista. Bem-vindos, meus caros.
Bem, deixa-me só aqui ligar os micros de toda a equipa para todos poderem falar. Ora, well, welcome to all of you. Temos aqui o Merrick Long, I'm sorry. There are a lot of microphones in here to apparently there's one which isn't working, and it's, I don't know its slogans. Could
it
you
sounds like I'm in there.
No, it sounds like you're okay. Sediments aqui a valer. Sediments.
Bom dia.
We're about 10 people in the room. We're gonna start an interview by presenting yourselves. Merrick Long, right here.
Hi. That's me.
Logan Krober.
That's me.
Joe Hanen. Hanen, it's a. Okay. Aqui convosco está João Picanço.
Ora viva.
Luís Luzio.
Olá.
E eu, Sérgio Silva, está ali Sara Mendes também, João Barros ali a tirar fotos, e ainda os and your label, I don't know, tour managers.
Tour manager, yeah.
If you'd like to present yourselves, by all means.
That's Wayne. It's Wayne and
they're
Bo.
Waving.
Wayne and Bo.
Bo Wayne.
Okay, Dodos. A big show, not in size but in quality, we hope, right here in Coimbra. First of all, I'd like to ask of you, how can two guys with such disparate musical influences, I know Merrick's into first into synth pop in the last years of the 70s, early 80s, and then more folk and blues oriented kind of style music, like Mississippi John Hurt, like Lead Belly, and you are much influenced by more rock like bands like Pantera, Morbid Angel, Swans, isn't that right? So
that's pretty. You got it. How can we answer?
How did the you two got together with such different influences?
I don't know. I think the influences, like, we actually have a lot more similarities than maybe our MySpace page lets people on. But I think when we first started. When Logan and I first started playing together, Logan was kind of, he was playing in a lot of metal, or he was playing in a metal band, and he was looking for something different, and I showed up. And I think one of the artists that we kind of bonded over was John Fahey, because we both really liked that style of guitar playing, and it was kind of like a focus for us to build the band on, I think. But besides that, I mean, we listened to a lot of the same stuff.
You start to make covers of Le Savi Favre. That's right.
Yeah,
right. By playing, but
No. We just like to dress up like that. Yeah. I hate their music.
Okay, so you've added Joe to your live shows. Are you going to be a trio now?
Yeah, it's to our life, not just our shows.
Okay.
We've added him to our life.
We don't go anywhere without Joe.
Okay.
Joe, of course, of the Gris, isn't that right?
Yeah, and Green. Yeah.
Green.
Okay. Sorry.
How rude.
Okay, when you're creating this second album, you hope to
the critical success, or you believe in the critical success the album has had pretty critics.
Did you expect this critical success while you were making this album?
No. I'd say that's an. I think I speak for both of us when I say it's like sort of gone beyond what we thought would happen, and you know that's very cool that it has gotten there. But no, we didn't think it would get to where it was.
You never think about it.
And it's not never thought about it, but just like it went further than I thought it would go.
Okay.
At the time when we recorded it, it was like we didn't have a label. We didn't have any interest from any labels. We had self-released a whole record and toured on it and played, you know, almost hundreds of shows or a lot of shows to empty bars and clubs. And so at that point, we were just like, well, we just want to make another record that sounds like the stuff we're doing now. And, you know, maybe somebody will like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you like it?
For the people who don't know your music that very much, how would you describe yourselves? This is a praxis question. It's everybody does this one. But how would you characterize your albums, your music, your influences? Also, if you'd like,
coffee and sweat. And tears and blood.
325 degrees.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Speaking of sweaty, it's very sweaty here.
Yeah.
We're sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
We'll turn it a little bit down.
Not in the room. Since we got off the plane, we came from England, so
yeah. We have a lot. We have good climate here.
Yeah, as you can see for yourselves.
Wonderful. Sunny day.
Well, I wanted to talk about a little bit about the tour. You've toured with the Ruby Sands and Okkervil River, or not yet?
Just one show.
Okay, yeah, one show. And I wanted to ask you, what do you think was your best performance on this tour?
I'm inclined to think it was our last show with the Ruby Sands. It was a lot of fun. And
Where was it?
That was in Vienna.
Okay.
And yeah, we just played like with each other's, on each other's sets a lot. And I felt that I played well that night. And it was a lot of fun to a packed house. And you can't ask for more than that.
We did the same thing. We toured with Jennifer Gentle after the Ruby Sons. And I feel like we just had our last show with them in Brussels. And when it's like the last night of the show with the band that you're touring with, I think there's like a tendency for everybody to want to go a little hog wild.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got both those guys to come play on our stuff and vice versa. Actually, I don't know if they even wanted us to play on their stuff. Me and Logan were like sitting in the back room, we're like, oh, this is the song, and we like went up there and
it happened.
It happened. I don't even know if they noticed us, but it was fun.
Okay, this year you played in the very very special festivals, you know, Sounds West, Southwest, and so on. What are your favorite bands? Okay, can you tell us your favorite bands this year live? You saw a lot of bands,
right? My Bloody Valentine at the Electric Picnic.
Nice.
Yeah.
From festivals, yeah, that's probably at the top.
We did, from South by Southwest, we played a show with Akron Family, and their set was pretty amazing. That was another big one. I don't know, I mean, all the festivals in the summertime were, there was all sorts of bands. There was, what's her name? The girl in England that's like falling over.
Oh, Amy Winehouse.
I'm sorry, Joe, if you like to, you can contribute to this.
They're great
interview.
Talkers, these two. Joe's actually telling us what to say. We're getting.
You're
like,
just puppets in his hands.
Yeah.
You see what's going on.
This dream. It's funny about your show with Akron Family, because I know you were supposed to do a session for the Day Trotter sessions with Akron Family. That wasn't to be. Is there any... why wasn't it done? And is it... Has there been any possibility it has... It will be done. I'm sorry for my English.
No, was that Mexico? You speak excellent English, but it was Mexico. We played in what was it called?
Juarez,
Mexico. The day before we were supposed to get to Austin, and it's a 10-hour drive, and we were supposed to be there at like 6 in the afternoon to do the session. So we were just late, and we hit like some horrible traffic and stuff. So yeah, that's why we didn't make it. But it was a pretty insane drive nonetheless, because we had a show that night. Our first showcase at like 11, and we literally pulled up like backstage like 10 minutes before we're supposed to go on. And
so no sound check then?
No sound check. That's like how it works there. But it was like, I mean, I remember I'd been driving like, I think I drove like 8 hours that day, and I was just like wired, and yeah, it was a little nuts. But with the Akron boys, we ended up actually playing in their band for like a week. We did Coachella Festival.
Nice.
in near Los Angeles. Yeah, they recruited us for like just a week, just to do like a few shows, and they had this like crazy idea of they wanted to do like a night of two 1-hour sets and stuff, and we had like 2 days. No, not even two. It was like literally 1 day to learn all their songs. And I haven't played like the electric guitar since I was in high school, and I was learning all these guitar parts, and like Seth, who's like a total shredder, was teaching me all the stuff, and I was like almost in tears, just being like, my hands won't move like that.
Okay, so you've appeared on the Rough Trade list of the best albums this year, and there's a possibility that you will appear on more. I wanted to ask you guys, and Joe too, what are the, in your opinion, the 3 best records you've heard this year?
Oh my god.
Here we just go. One or just one.
Here's okay. Joe's chance.
Oh no.
What are the 3 best
records?
Definitely
the Ruby Sons, who we just toured with. Their record's definitely one of my favorites.
What would be number 2?
You talked about it. I love this band called The Duchess and the Duke, so yeah, they made a great record as well this year.
And there's gotta be one more.
There's a bunch more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about you, Merrick?
I'll speak for Joe. This is pretty much what he talks about in the van, are the top 3 records of the year.
What's the third?
The OCs.
Okay, yeah, the OCs.
Yeah. They're from our hometown. Yeah. And yeah.
They got a great album this year.
Yeah, it's awesome. True. And I think they're like making some new stuff. I'm really excited to hear it. They just keep getting better and better.
And finally, Logan.
So.
I'm in full agreement with these guys. I could talk more, but I don't have to. They've already said it all.
Then 3 okay. Albums you haven't named yet.
Okie dokie.
Joe hasn't named yet.
We were recently asked to do this for a website, and I contributed some stuff, and I feel that after that, I regret not putting on the record by women.
Okay.
There's some guys that we met in Calgary, in Canada, and I've been
really
listening to that
record
a lot, and yeah, I really dig it, and so yeah. I kind of wish I'd put that on, so we could add that one to the list.
Okay. We got some more questions for you.
Just silly questions.
Yeah, silly questions.
Just silly questions.
You talked about King of Kong. I heard you were a big fan of King of Kong.
Thanks to Joe. And these, I don't know which one of you guys saw it first, but
Joe saw it first.
Yeah. But
it didn't came to Portugal, King of Kong. So I wanted to hear about it, because you talked about it in an interview, I think, and it seemed like a big thing for you.
I think that was you.
I forgot.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good. Just the characters, the real human being characters that are in that movie are like amazing in their polarity. You know, they're both like trying to get this high score in a game, but one is just like the biggest jerk, and the other is this kind of soft-spoken, nice guy. And they're truly in competition, you know. Yeah. Like, you couldn't have wrote it any better than how it played out in real life.
Are you influenced by the movies you see on your music?
Indirectly, probably, but I don't think so.
Yeah, indirectly, I don't, yeah.
I've also noticed that in your records, you have a lot of songs with people's names on it.
Yeah. Like Jody, it's clearly influenced by someone you met, isn't it?
Yeah, you could say that.
A real frantic girl, I think.
Jody's pretty, she's, I don't know, she's got a lot of energy. Yeah. And I think the song kind of tried to reflect that. It's one of our more maniacal songs.
More silly stuff. Christmas is coming, so what would be your best Christmas gift ever from someone to you? What would you like to get from someone in this Christmas?
A bed?
A nice big bed. I just talked to my mom yesterday, and she asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I said nothing. So I'm not obviously good at answering this question.
A Rolls Royce to drive into a pool, something like that.
To the market.
From touring so much, like my birthday was recently, and I just asked my mom. I was like, "Can you just get me some socks and underwear and stuff? All my clothes are just wearing out." So I mean, it's down to practical stuff now. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah, you've been touring for so long. What are your favorite
things? Hey, what about Joe?
Sorry, Joe.
I need socks and underwear. That's, same thing.
Okay, so my question was, you've been touring for so long. What are your favorite snacks on tour? And
snacks.
Yeah,
oh, there we go. Okay.
What's your favorite snack?
What isn't our favorite snack?
Coffee.
Jeez. Yeah.
You get a cracker or some bread. Start with one of those things as a base. And either you go one or two routes. You go savory or sweet. If you go savory, you got to put some cheese on there. Maybe some meat, you know, and then some greens on top. Then you got to seal it with like a slice of tomato just to push it all down. And then the other way, it's got to be peanut butter and then like honey or jam. Probably jam, because each country has the fruit that is more indicative of that country.
Yeah.
So they might have like raspberries in France or something. They have apricots in Switzerland. I don't know.
What's your favorite thing? Do you like beer? And do you have any favorites? Because in Europe, like we think we have the best beers in
Europe. We've been hearing
world.
A lot about this super bock.
Post hoc?
Super bock.
Okay. Yeah. Super bock. Portuguese beer.
Well, we haven't had it yet, so we don't know.
Okay.
You're going to try tonight.
We'll do an experiment tonight. We'll do a side-by-side comparison with something else.
Okay.
You need like the Pepsi test.
Red wine. Red wine is definitely a hit before the show, but it's not something you can like drink on stage to refresh yourself. Yeah. Really, you need a cold beer.
Okay, so more silly stuff.
The real silly stuff.
It's the real silly stuff, like Jean has said. We have 5 personalities. We would like you to talk about them. Short answers. The first of these 5 is Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
What about her? Short answers.
Psycho.
Back to her day job.
Joe.
Thankful. She's gone.
Barack Obama.
Oh man.
Obama mama.
Obama mama. Sexy.
Fist bump.
I love to hear that man speak.
Chuck Norris.
Bloody
Papa. Yeah, next
one. Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin won.
Yeah.
in the last one?
Slim Jim.
Jake the Snake.
I don't know if you guys know about this one, but Mary Carey. A porn star, if you will, who tried to run for California governor.
You don't know it.
Next.
you guys know more about our country than we do.
I was just thinking about the sad state of affairs for California politics, because we got Arnie and now a porn star, and it will only get worse, probably.
Probably Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Hogan knows best.
So, you guys, thank you very much for being here. We have loved you for a long time and love to get you in the show. We all hope you go for a fantastic gig tonight, and that's what we're paying for. Good luck.
How much are you paying?
I've paid the ticket.
How much?
How much? I'm not allowed to say.
Okay.
It's 10 euros. Okay, I'll say it. No.
But is it a lot?
You got ripped out
a little bit more than $10.
All right, those dissatisfied with the concert can get their money back here at the studio from Eric during his next show.
If he resists, just
punch him, and he'll give you the money.
Okay, thanks, Dodos.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.